You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Hi there, it is 7:28 on Dave and Chuck the Freak on a Thursday morning. It is the 12th day of December.
Dave, why do you have gloves on?
Are you wearing gloves right now?
I bought studio gloves.
Oh, yeah. My God.
My hands are... Feel my hands. Just take a little... They're freezing.
Hey, don't I feel gotta, that cold.
They're freezing! That's what's wrong. Chuck, what's wrong with you? Where are you going? Are you just turning around? You just face on the wall? Chuck's just gone into the corner.
The show's broke. The show's broken.
I just felt your hand.
She didn't know what to say either.
Hey, everybody, follow me on Twitch later.
Me too.
Really
me too.
Hey,
there
you go. Follow hey, me. You can follow us on Twitch, at least some of us.
The show is broken.
Do I need to get on Twitch?
Lisa's on Twitch, too.
Lisa, please don't get on Twitch, because you'll have the biggest Twitch.
You'll dominate us.
I don't know what to do on Twitch.
You don't have to do much.
I'm cold. I'm always cold, it seems, lately. So dang. I figured if I wore gloves, I'd keep my hands
You know that this show's recorded, tight? Though, right? Like, you know, like
yeah, there's
this show,
camera
this
right camera. There.
What's the big deal? I'm wearing gloves.
No one else wears gloves inside.
I'm sure there's people
watch
that
this.
Wear
how do you type?
I can still type. These are, like, the good ones that you can do stuff with.
Is it the texting gloves?
Yeah. Yeah.
Looks like it's got that.
Like Spider-Man stuff on
a
it.
A man in gloves really looks like he's about to strangle somebody.
Mime or something.
Yeah.
Or mime.
A short sleeve shirt.
I don't know what. Some kind of performance art.
He's doing mime art?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, man, huh?
Anyways.
Well.
No, I had to. So it's so cold in my office, too, that I luckily, I took Lisa's tip last year and got foot warmers.
Yeah.
What kind of gloves are those?
I don't know. Hmm. Rossing Dental? I have no idea. I needed like thin gloves so I could still do stuff.
Dang.
But they could hopefully keep
you legitimately
warm.
Bought studio gloves.
Studio gloves.
Oh my
studio
God.
Gloves. Is it almost, it's almost 80 in here.
Chuck, don't you
know? No,
do
it is not.
That's not
good. Don't
hang. Chuck's going to hang himself because I bought studio gloves. Chuck's going to hang himself?
That won't sustain your weight,
come
bud.
Come on, no.
You
Chuck,
need a stronger
no,
one.
That's,
I bet I can do
it's
it.
It's not that big of a deal, Chuck. Don't even try it, Chuck. Oh, this is where we officially break the door and...
Don't.
No.
Little, stop it. He's looking for a place to hang himself.
A little snap.
It's not that bad.
Yep.
It's just gloves.
Yeah, but Twitch look at it. It says it's almost 80.
But it's no way. Do you think it's 80 in here?
James. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm probably making a bad joke anyways. But Dave could have his own line of studio accessories. He's got studio sunglasses,
yeah.
Studio gloves. He's got studio a studio gloves. Blanket. You
it's
know?
True.
Studio.
I'm in a short sleeve shirt.
What else do you have? You still have those breast implants over there?
No, I threw those in the garbage.
Got rid of them. They were giving everybody cancer.
No, that wasn't the case.
Are you sure?
That wasn't the case.
Aye.
It's just that they were just collecting dust, those breast implants I was given, so I just figured I'd toss.
They were just
probably
collecting.
Like thousands of dollars.
You got your
honestly.
Fancy little cup there.
No, I don't think they're used anymore.
Those ones aren't, you don't think?
No, I think there's a reason they're not.
Mm. No, what? These were the new kind.
No, like those ones that
no,
you had there.
I know, I went through this with that person. I told that it was a different kind that caused a lot of issues for women. This was the newer kind that apparently don't.
Okay.
We just got rid of them because it's weird to have breast implants.
I had six breast implants. I had six fake titties in the corner.
This is leaking up a lot of space.
So like Dave's stress ball. When he gets stressed out, you squeeze the titties.
Remember you used to...
I used to squeeze them.
I used to pound them.
Slap them titties.
The titty smacker.
Yeah.
It was some spring cleaning you did over there.
Yeah, I got rid of that when I was doing that. They made us take all our stuff out of here once.
Yeah.
Like a couple months ago for
big,
something.
Big wigs coming in.
Yeah, so I just got rid of the titties then.
Thousands of dollars worth of titties.
Single titties.
Single loose titties.
They sold those titties on Craigslist.
I know. Honestly, I thought about it after. They're worth a lot of money.
Yeah,
it was probably
some, like,
stupid just to throw them out.
Could you imagine you got on eBay and sold them?
Sell those?
And then like someone's going to try and do it themselves? Like,
I don't
what?
Think you
no,
can just
you'd
bring
have
them
to
in
take them to a doctor and be like, I got my own titties. How much to put them in?
Yeah, some basement doctor.
Putting them in is what costs the most.
Yeah.
Oh, no. The implants themselves cost like...
How much?
Like...
$800 each.
You threw away $800 items?
I threw away six.
You just threw them in the trash?
Well, I didn't think
I
could
recycle.
I mean, they don't recycle titties, ladies.
Yeah, they're plastic.
They got the studio gloves you could have bought with that money, Dave.
I know, I could have actually. I'm real dumb.
I don't know
was stupid.
If you can just, I don't know if it's like where you bring your own beer to a place. Like, I don't think you can just go to a doctor and say, look, I brought my own titties.
No, I don't
I need
you
to slap these.
What do you have there?
It was Chuck on it. Oh.
What's that?
Oh, you still
titty.
Have some.
That's a titty.
What is that all about? I never saw that.
No, what is that all about?
Yeah, we were given those together.
Lisa, Faith. Feel this.
It's all right.
It looks so real, Chuck.
You should do the show with one giant breast.
Chuck held, he's got one, but Chuck held on to one
kinda,
of his.
Does it got a sag? Yeah, does it got a, you got to suction it to yourself?
Well, no, it doesn't. I have tons of chest hair, so.
Oh, yeah, it's not going to work.
I can get some scotch tape if we tape it on you.
Well, that'll
is that one that's supposed to be just put in a bra? Is that like a falsie?
I don't know. It's got its own. Yeah, it must be. It's
must
got
be, right?
Its own.
Yeah.
It's got its own.
Oh, you slap that. See, it feels good to slap it, isn't it?
Not really.
That's some stress out.
You,
Chuck. I honestly don't know what this is.
That was given. I remember. I gave it to you. I gave you that tip.
It was a gift?
Yeah.
I never saw that gift.
Yeah.
I missed it. It's been in a cabinet.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Oh, that was my birthday gift from James, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't James get me
that? It was
a
Christmas gift a couple years ago.
Yeah. Boob pillow.
Some breasts that he rests his face on.
Yeah, I don't know why they all ended up in your cupboard. Did you steal all my tits?
The boob cabinet.
No, because people cleaned.
Oh.
That was the hiding spot for all the inappropriate
materials.
Even after
Dave threw away $4,800 worth of tits. We can still, like, we can always just be like, we got some titties somewhere. Yeah, there's one right here.
Anyways.
Dang. That's all of them.
Sorry. All right. I'm just wearing gloves. It's no big deal.
It's cold.
Up. I'm cold and I got rid of my tits.
You got to do you, man.
That sounds strange.
I know it does, doesn't it? Anyways, I got to do me.
Yeah.
I'm sick of being cold.
Huh.
It may be a circulation issue or something.
Turn
I don't know. No, because then there's
I'm fine. I'm in your short sleeve shirt.
I don't know. Something happened to me. Honestly, when I got my gallbladder out, my life changed. Everything about me changed.
Yeah.
I all of a sudden could drink more.
Yeah.
I feel the cold more. Like it shouldn't be caused by that, but I can directly relate it to that timeline.
You've lost weight.
Right.
So that might have something to do with it.
Yeah, but my hands are not cold.
Yeah. I mean,
she's a skinny bitch.
Wow.
Just saying, like she's thin.
Back into that mode.
I don't know why every woman's got to be a bitch, but okay.
It's not a woman thing. Chuck can be a bitch too.
Okay.
Look, he's a nipple flicking bitch over there.
He's good at it.
Yeah,
he really is. That's a good. That's good form, man.
Anyways,
I never thought of that move.
Let's move on. We got stuff really weird in here.
Yeah,
it's been a weird day. It started weird and it's continuing weird.
I wonder who's on edge more in this company. Our engineering department or our HR department?
HR, for sure.
Everybody that works 100%. With us is on edge.
I mean,
because the show could destruct at any minute. So you should everyone should be on it.
Ticking time bomb.
You never know. Don't let your guard down.
/ actually Chuck the Freak. Go ahead and check that out.
Anyways, can we move on here?
Oh, yeah. No,
Enough about the gloves. Let's get down to business. What unbelievable thing did a guy find up his ass? Let's get to that.
Now, it's time to play What's Up His Butt.
Yeah! Woo! What in the hell did he shove up in there?
He didn't shove anything up in there.
What?
And I'm not going to make you guys guess.
Hmm.
It's just a really gross story of what's up his ass.
Polyp. A giant polyp.
It's not a polyp.
A giant cyst.
It's not a cyst.
A giant
Chuck
growth.
Wants to guess anyway. It's not a
giant. A blockage. Giant chunk of turd.
Think bigger.
A whole stalk of broccoli.
Think bigger. A gerbil.
Think longer.
Cucumber.
An eel?
But he didn't put it up there. Oh. Tapeworm.
You got it.
Tapeworm.
Those things are crazy.
Long. That's what gave it away. Long.
Big old flat.
Is it 25 miles long?
Yeah, they get big.
32 feet long.
Oh! That's
my God.
That's a growing boy.
I guess this dude dropped his kid off at school and was like, ooh, I gotta go.
Yeah.
I gotta go, this guy in Thailand.
Something squirming.
Oh.
Yeah, well, he just felt like he needed to poop, like it was on deck real bad, like he's gotta go.
Moved its way down.
Oh, the other
And then he made a sickening discovery as he went to drop a deuce.
Oh, my God. That's your palm right there. You see anything going on? That's your palm right there. You got a nightmarish worm up or living in your butt.
Oh, no.
Well, get it. I gotta go get my tongs. Hold on.
I want to find an Asian doctor that every time I come in says,
that's your problem right there.
Yeah, please. Yep.
Big R worm.
Saw a bit of this sticking out of his bottom.
My goodness.
That giveaway, huh?
He's squirry. Something hanging. It's a squirry worm.
44-year-old Christata Redprachum in northeast Thailand felt something slimy after he pooped.
Oh, so he had got
pooped
it loose.
And that's when he felt something.
Yeah.
And then...
did he grab it?
He started to pull.
Oh, he did it.
Like a magician, huh?
And he kept pulling.
Yeah.
And he kept pulling. And he kept pulling.
Oh, they're alive, too.
Yeah.
There's photos and video.
Yep. Nice. Yes.
James is working on putting them up on the website. They're up there now. If you go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, you can go see this for yourself. This was in this guy's ass. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Watch the video. Nope, that's not it.
This
barely
is
like loaded a different video.
Yeah, cutting their finger off.
Yeah, no. Here we go. It's coming. Just wait for it. Mm. As it buffers, it is. There it is.
Boy.
Look, it's still moving. Is it that? Look, you can see. Look right here. It's moving.
Yep, it's moving. Yeah. I'm out.
Oh, it's moving. I'm out.
So gross.
Oh, wow, huh? It moves around quite a bit. More than you'd think.
Dude, I've seen ones crazier than that.
I'm like, never eating Asian noodles again.
Way crazier. Like, I've seen
ones. They know what did it?
Some kind of fish, probably.
Well, he snapped a few photos, even picked up the tapeworm there and held it in his hand, as you saw. And then he finally flushed it down the toilet. He is not sure how the worm got inside of him in the first place. Tapeworm infections, which are usually easily treated, can occur when someone ingests food or water contaminated with parasites. Adult tapeworms can get up to 80 feet long. So he's lucky his was only 32 feet long. And they can survive as long as 30 years in someone.
I saw one that was like probably 2 inches wide.
Come on.
And it...
Did it kill the guy or...
Lisa's gone to such a special place. She's just rocking out to The Price is Right. She's
like, what is it? I'm like, it's like such a happy time. Song. It's like a tapeworm in his bed.
She just closes her eyes and just thinks of Molly running in the backyard.
Yeah. Molly's sweet, sweet smile.
I don't hear anything.
It's your little snout. Look at your snout.
I know what she's thinking. She's not thinking of a tapeworm.
No, she's not. Coming out of a guy's ass?
No. Does this guy think this is the only thing that's up there? Because I don't. I don't think it's just one. I bet he's got something else up there.
You think it's all?
I don't know. Maybe. I hope they gave him something.
Yeah.
Could you pull a 32-foot tapeworm out of your own ass?
I think once you start pulling something out of your ass, you don't stop.
You have to continue.
But I think the scary thing is that a lot of times they break. Like, people break them.
What are you going to... You break the worm? I don't know. But, yeah, that's nothing. That's silly stuff. Yeah. 32 feet. That's bitch stuff there.
Some of the parasites can attach themselves to the intestinal walls, causing irritation or mild inflammation, while others, like this guy's case, can come out during bowel movements.
Well, they say one of the ways to get them out is you put that glass of milk right by your mouth or by your butt.
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, there's parasites are nightmares.
Well, think about those other ass worms. They come out only at night.
Yeah, those worms.
They just come out at night.
Yeah. Worms, man.
You know?
I know. You don't want any worms in you.
Worms are a weird... The whole world of worms.
Yeah.
The entire worm world's just screwy.
It is.
You got it.
Worm world.
I do.
But if you're curious and you want to see a 32-foot tapeworm that was in a guy's ass, you can go see it at Dave and Chuck the Freak Tech.
It's very clean. at least.
Yeah,
so worm. Yeah. He cleaned everything up.
Well, or it just came out that way.
I tell you, I didn't know they were that color. Because the one I saw that they had pulled out, it had died, I think, obviously, and it was white.
Oh,
but it was flat, and it was terrifying.
Yeah, I thought they were white too,
but this is more beige.
Yeah, that's more.
Yeah, it's like a pinkish.
God damn it!
When you go fast with that thing, and you see it all. Moves.
Oh wow, that's funny.
Yeah,
that's how you really see the movement.
I did not feel that in your butt.
Oh, my butt's moving like that right now.
Do I have a tapeworm?
Perfectly executed.
I think I would be.
Lisa just gave you.
Well,
she's still going.
The music's gone.
Yeah. This guy, he likes to take a cool guy photo.
Yeah,
he
does.
Mr. Worm's up his ass.
That's your problem right there.
Uh-oh.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
So if you thought hazing was only for kids in, you know, sports teams and universities and stuff, think again. Three firefighters in Ohio lost their jobs this week after an investigation found they were hazing a part-time firefighter.
Mm.
Here's the story on that one from ABC 6. Let's take a listen in.
I just find this unacceptable behavior.
That was the reaction from the township trustees today to an investigation of hazing, including verbal and physical abuse against a part-time firefighter. It all came to the attention of Fire Brass in September when the firefighter, who we are not naming, asked for a transfer. After numerous interviews with other firefighters, investigators determined that hazing and bullying was occurring against the firefighter by other firefighters. Among the accusations, that the firefighter was forced to carry a trash can around his neck, the firefighter was hit in the groin area, and the firefighter was frequently told to shut the F up. Others testified that the firefighter was constantly in fear of being smacked in the groin by other firefighters and that he was constantly flinching. One told investigators he believed Captain Hodges and Lieutenant Martin knew what was occurring and never stopped it. In fact, in their interviews, Captain John Hodges and Lieutenant David Martin admitted to some of the behavior. Today, Hodges, Martin, and firefighter paramedic Brad Belleville were all fired.
We want to have a safe workplace environment. For all of our staff, including firefighters.
A few other firefighters were mentioned as having taken
firefighters
part.
A lot.
The trustees were considering firing another firefighter.
They're firing a firefighter today at the firefighter brigade. The firefighter of Captain Firefighter and Lieutenant Firefighter, the firefighter that won't be named, was fighting fire.
It's driving me crazy. It's just driving me crazy.
They were about to fight a fire when he was fired for firefighting. Two firefighters fired today.
It's like they're challenging the anchor to, with a tongue
twister. Yeah.
Oh, you think you're a hot John, huh? Try this one.
55 firefighters fired for firefighting.
He tried to fight fire with fire today with these firefighters were fired for hazing. But they went right to the captain, and he was like, I'm a firefighter. And they're like, we're firefighters, too. And then all firefighters were let go by the captain head of the firefighters. He talked to three other firefighters.
The firefighters were fired for lighting his genitals on fire.
Lit his genitals on fire.
Yeah, there's a lot of firefighters in there.
I will say this, though. It is one of those jobs where I feel like it's as close to like a frat brotherhood as there is in like a normal job.
Yeah, they're bros.
You like, know?
It's all bros.
There's a lot of dudes that are bros.
Delaware County is near Columbus, and it's shady. They're known for speed trapping and things.
Bunch.
Yeah, their firefighters need to be fired.
They do. Fire all the firefighters immediately.
Listen, we're going to have a big old meeting about these firefighters. They're not fighting fire, but they should be fired.
It's ridiculous.
Lisa's like, I can't take it.
I'm glad you said something. I was like, starting to be like, they said firefighter 200 times.
like a record.
Love to count the amount of just times they said fire.
Firefighters, fire.
We're going to go back and count. Let's go back and count from the beginning.
You're not going to believe what these firefighters got up to.
We hear a lot about hazing these days, but listen, not all of it is happening on college campuses or in fraternity houses. One part-time firefighter in Orange Township says he was hazed by his fellow firefighters.
Two.
And now three of those firefighters have paid for it with their jobs.
I just find this unacceptable behavior.
That was the reaction from the township trustees today to an investigation of hazing, including verbal and physical abuse against a part-time firefighter.
Four.
It all came to the attention of Fire Brass in September when the firefighter, who we are not naming, asked for a transfer. After numerous interviews with other firefighters, investigators determined that hazing and bullying was occurring against the firefighter by other firefighters. Among the accusations that the firefighter was forced to carry a trash can around his neck, the firefighter was hit in the groin area, and the firefighter was frequently told to shut the F up. Others testified that the firefighter was constantly in fear of being smacked in the groin by other firefighters, that he was constantly flinching. One told investigators he believed Captain Hodges and Lieutenant Martin knew what was occurring and never stopped it. In fact, in their interviews, Captain John Hodges and Lieutenant David Martin admitted to some of the behavior. Today, Hodges, Martin, and firefighter paramedic Brad Belleville were all fired.
We want to have a safe for all of our staff, including firefighters.
A few other firefighters were mentioned as having taken part. The trustees were considering firing another firefighter today, but decided against it. Still, trustees think they have put an end to hazing in the ranks of the fire department.
Definitely. I think we have some good support from our other firefighters and leadership.
And
I think it'll be good moving forward.
Now those terminations take effect immediately. The union for the firefighters says there is a process for them to appeal. No details on exactly what that is or how long that may take. Union also saying in a statement today, we take these allegations seriously and do not tolerate harassment of any kind in the workplace. Reporting.
That's it. 24.
24. That's a lot.
24 times.
In a 2 minute and 37 seconds.
You think their intern was like, dude, I got so stoned and I wrote that firefighter report.
I feel like he even was like, I'm not going to say fired again. I'm going to say terminated at the end.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not realizing that was 25.
You don't think he wrote it?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's all Rodney. Tom Bosco.
Rodney.
That's not creative with the words.
All Rodney Bosco.
Wow.
Rodney Tom Bosco.
I don't know where he got the name Rodney.
I don't know where it came from.
I don't know.
He looks like a
that's
Rodney.
That's a Rodney. Hey,
Rodney.
Firefighters fired.
His name's Tom.
His name's Tom Bosco.
You called him Rodney.
Over to you, Rodney.
Over to you, Rodney.
Tom, you
Well, I don't know who Rodney is, but it's me, Tom.
Tom Bosco, as I've always been here reporting about how firefighters were fired today for doing stuff against other firefighters. At the place where we keep all our firefighters here in Delaware. We had a meeting with the fire chief of the firefighters here at the firehouse.
Thanks, Rodney.
Rodney.
Rodney's got that story going.
That's so different than Tom.
Oh, my God. I want a news channel so bad. Because we could just call people different names like that. It's incredible.
Over to you, Rodney.
Over to you, Rodney. The name's Tom, and you've never gotten it right.
Okay.
So
thanks, Bill.
Screw you. We're going to talk about these firefighters. I'm going to say it.
I love the idea of hiring super serious but very old reporters. And Dave is the anchor. And then Dave just calls him by the wrong name all the time.
Let's head out to the scene, and Steve is there. Steve, what do you got for us?
There's not a Steve that works here, Dave, and you know that. We're worried about your drug abuse. I'm Tom Bosco here at the firehouse here in Orange Township, and my God, these firefighters are touching each other's balls. Firefighter on firefighter. Crime happening here, and the firefighters on the firefighters. We're fired for their fire. You stop. Okay. Back to you,
all right.
Dave.
Thank you, Rodney.
No, not Rodney. It's a goddamn Tom Bosco, Dave.
The reporters take it so serious.
That's what I mean.
Their reactions would be great. Because
it's like when that reporter and the news guy were in that little fight.
Oh my God.
That would happen all the time on your channel.
Oh,
Dave.
It totally would, because I wouldn't back down either. He's like, I fired you when I was your boss, didn't I?
That guy.
Yes, exactly.
He's like, you're not my boss anymore, and you're on the streets like a scumbag now, aren't you?
Yeah, these, oh, yeah. These two. Yeah, this is one right, right here. Yeah.
Bill Hader did a great sketch about this.
There's a did lot he? That could mm-hmm. be done to have this done a lot sooner.
Steve?
I'm here every day.
Well, she lives on the first floor, and so, I mean, I don't see...
I care about my other neighbors.
Well, I mean, so, I mean... It's scheduled. It's a contracted
this
job.
Guy. He is the oldest, old school news dude you've ever seen.
When to work their people. They submit a schedule to us. They said they could do the elevator in 6 weeks. So all we're trying to hold them to is meeting their deadline. As far as working, doing elevator repairs, 6, 7, 8 o'clock at
anchor
night.
Anchor desk just like, shut up. I don't care.
Is it a typical process?
We got to move on to the cat store.
I want to thank you both. Thank you.
Big time station.
All right, back to you, Jim.
Ollie, don't let her go away. What does she have a response to that? Is she still there?
Well, what's that?
Did the lady just leave?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. You should have kept that discussion.
She's back if you want her.
Yes.
She heard you.
Yes.
What would you like to know?
I'd like to know a response to what the gentleman said. The gentleman's a very effective spokesperson for the company, but obviously the people who live there are not satisfied with his explanation.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Well, why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Yeah, you were, and are no longer. How did that happen?
That's what I want Dave's channel to be 100% of the time.
That's incredible. News
I fights? Just want news fights.
News fight!
I want you to find guys. Listen, I want you to find...
Welcome to News Fights. I'm Dave Hunter.
I want you to find guys who have been head-to-head against each other in the same market for 25 years. And then I want you to make one of them work for the other guy.
Oh, man.
And then switch it up.
That's incredible.
Oh, there's a lot of news fights.
Is there?
None are probably as good as that one, but...
Welcome to the mix, everybody. We have an interesting first story here.
Yeah.
Love this story. Okay, there is a pair of on-air personalities in the Philly news market at CBS. The
meter.
We
them.
Want no monkey business, okay? All good things.
It's 49 degrees in Philadelphia, Nicole. We have a temperature of 30.
I tried. Give me that, can you? Well, Carol, I would say that forecast is bananas, but I know that's going to be completely honest to them. So, I won't. Taking it back right now.
That was an interesting little exchange. I'm sure she regrets, along with that last glass of whatever. Thanks to the
wow!
Yes.
How's that, Carol? Is that good enough for you?
That weather lady doesn't take it.
Well, the weather lady may have been the old anchor, yeah, and then they brought the hot new young one in, and then said, "You go do the we want to keep you on the show because people know your name."
Thank God you're eating those pills and it's keeping you calm, in the air, isn't it, Helen? Huh?
Great job, Marge.
Lackluster. Yeah. Another malacca. Can you even feel your hands clapping on account of all the opiates I just saw you eat in the bathroom?
Can you even smile with all the Botox you have on?
I can smile just fine, just like your husband was last night.
I'm telling you, we're going to get all of the meanest women, female anchors, the guys.
I love it, dude.
Yeah, news fights. Man versus woman.
What a great reality show, News Fights.
News Fights.
We're going to have two brand new ones, Prostitution Bus and News Fights.
Dude,
our channel's going to be amazing. The News to Gone.
It's a good one.
Yep. Subscribe.
I'm
going
to go back to the end of this one here.
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself.
Silver Devil
and,
wins.
And you're not here, you're there. Yeah. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Yeah, you were. And are no longer. How did that happen?
See, Silver Devil wins.
Yeah, Silver Devil.
It was your alcoholism.
Your alcoholism.
Allegedly. You got those grabby hands, don't you?
Too many slaps on the ass and a lot of drinking.
That's next time on News Fights.
Oh, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Google's most searched news story this year was Hurricane Dorian, which lashed the Bahamas and the East Coast in early September. What else were people searching for in terms of news stories? The Notre Dame Cathedral fire that happened back in April. The Women's World Cup. The U.S. won it for the second time in a row, fourth time overall. The Area 51 raid was huge on Google.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Over 2 million people RSVP'd for it, but only 134 showed up.
Yeah.
Those guys.
You're here, the man. Guys over there were awesome.
I showed up yesterday.
Yeah.
Other things that people were searching for in terms of news stories, the El Paso shooting, the government shutdown, the Equifax data breach, and the three earthquakes that hit California back in July. Also, people looked for a lot of what is. Things.
What is?
And this is what tops that list this year. What is Area 51 was the number one thing. People didn't know what all the buzz was about. Like, wow. What is Area 51?
People never heard of it?
Nope.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
It's working then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Next, the most searched for what is question. What is a VSCO girl?
Oh, that's like Stella's number one obsession, VSCO girl.
It's actually an insult for women who post heavily edited photos using the VSCO app.
Well,
but it becomes like people are saying, oh, she's a VSCO girl. Like
I've
never
heard of it.
Well, there's also like a 90s style that apparently VSCO girls strive for. Like Stella has like those shell necklaces. And she has a certain type of like a Hydro Flask water bottle, which is big in the 90s. There's all oversized sweaters. There's a whole way to dress.
Like a VSCO girl.
And then there's a way to talk. Like a VSCO girl.
What is a boomer also made the list? What is quid pro quo? We don't know. What, that means something for something.
This for that.
What is Disney Plus? What is Bird Box about? Mm. What is a Mandalorian?
Only the coolest thing.
And what is Brexit? Also top the list. Mm. Going to get into some food news right now in just a second. But you guys, so finally tried.
You tried the chicken sandwich.
Popeye's chicken sandwich.
You got one?
Here's what happened.
Did you kill anybody?
It's a fail.
Oh.
I'm leaving the dentist yesterday. I had to get a crown replaced, yeah. Right? Like I told you guys about. I was in so much pain. My head was pounding. So I pulled into a store to get like some Advil. That's my... What?
Are you still numb? Were you numb?
Oh, yeah. You want a chicken sandwich?
No. The store I stopped at was right next to a Popeyes. I'm like... There's no one at the Popeyes.
Yeah.
This is my chance.
Oh,
so
you know, wow.
I felt like how I had pounding like, headache. I'm like,
we can't make Popeyes.
So, totally.
And you guys know me. Everything affects me more than anyone.
Yeah.
So not only was the side of my face swollen, my eye was dripping.
Oh, yeah.
And my chin and all. So I walk in, I'm like,
you're going to try one of your chicken sandwiches, please.
I got
spicy chicken sandwich. What are
no
you
pickles?
Saying, man?
I want
one
spicy.
Spicy chicken sandwich, please.
No pickles. You want a six piece?
No pickles, please. No pickles. No six piece. Listen, bitch. Well, listen, you whore. I'm trying to get one of those spicy chicken sandwiches, please.
I don't know. The restroom's over there.
Pickles.
I don't know what it is.
Nope. God damn it.
We don't give tickles here, sir. I don't know what. You're on drugs. This is Popeyes.
Just hold on. I'll use the app.
I did have to say it twice.
Oh, yes.
I was honestly, it was.
I was drooping.
So my eye, this whole side of my face was droopy.
It's like you had a stroke.
Like it was all frozen, right?
Yeah.
It's like, can I have spicy chicken sandwich? No pickles. She's like, what'd you want? Like spicy chicken sandwich, no pickles. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get one of these chicks. This will make my day better. I had horrible dental surgery in my head pounding, but I'm going to try this.
I go taste to it.
Eat it.
You can't eat.
I can't.
Your whole tongue not. Is. Your tongue is.
I was numb all the way into my throat.
She couldn't even taste it.
I thought I was
going
to choke to death.
Dude, oh. Or bite your tongue off.
I had two bites and I had to throw it in the garbage.
You can't eat. What do you have dental stuff
on? So you have
done?
No real idea.
I think it was pretty good.
Yeah, but you can't
but
really
tell. But I could
tell.
Only taste like in the back corner back here. Yep. And then I was so nervous I was going to choke to death. I was yep. like,
oh, yeah. Imagine if you would have died eating a Popeye's chicken sandwich in the parking lot. Or
popular radio personality Dave Hunter found dead today in a Popeye's parking lot. Look at me. Apparently,
with
he was either.
Face.
He's got a droopy face on him. We think it was heroin.
Oh, what a sad way to go out.
Chicken sandwich out his mouth.
Massive fail.
Dave.
Oh, that sucks.
Honestly, I was duped by the fact that with no one there, I didn't even think straight. I'm like, yeah. This is my chance.
Yeah, gonna, no, I get it.
It's calmed down a bit, right? Around here?
Probably. I think so.
I guess it did. Because I got it no problem, but then just couldn't do anything.
Give me one of your chicken sandwich. Oh, no pickle, please. No pickle, chicken, please.
Baby, what did you say?
I said, put these pickles on the side.
Oh, hell.
You're
gonna have to run that back one more time for me, baby.
Give me one of those, man. Will you combo me? I'm a giant.
There's a special bus or something. Going through the drive-thru right now.
Oh, you're sorry. I'm a
hello, how is you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you, you whore.
Hi.
Would you like a chicken sandwich? I've had a rough day and my head hurts. Can you just give me one with no pickles, Pete?
Chicken sandwich, no pickles, baby.
You got it. See?
That person's brilliant.
Yep.
Yeah. What torture, though. You have a chicken sandwich. Oh. Smell
it.
It was big.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
It's big. And you're hungry after you leave the dentist. You're starving.
I didn't eat hardly anything yesterday.
Yeah. Oh.
And that sucks.
There's like a homeless guy. Hey, you gonna eat that now?
I'm just gonna wait it out. He's definitely gonna choke.
As soon as this guy dies, I'm gonna eat his chicken sandwich.
I'll eat it right out of his mouth.
So I've got this bad headache, and it's hurting my eyesight, and I couldn't eat the chicken sandwich. I just drove home like super angry.
Oh, that sucks.
It was the worst.
That sucks.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Chicken for Pepe.
My one chance.
Blown. Oh, man.
Speaking of food news, though, if you ever wanted to go to IHOP but thought it was just too fancy.
Yeah. That's what I always think.
I've often thought that.
Too fancy.
Yeah.
Too fancy.
What am I, a Rockefeller?
Yeah.
Okay. IHOP just announced it's going to be opening a new fast food chain called Flipped.
Hmm.
Basically, it'll serve the same stuff you get at IHOP, just in a fast food style. You will order at the counter, limited menu, but you'll get the food as quickly as possible. They're going to sell breakfast sandwiches and burritos, salad, wraps, and burgers, and they're going to have a build-your-own pancake bar.
Well, I will
say
this.
And if you want them to go, they'll serve you pancakes in a bowl. I think it's a pretty good idea.
I think
idea.
It is, too, just because when you think about other, like, breakfast pancake places, you know, like, say you go to one of the big fast food joints, you get a pancakes, or you get, it's never really that great.
Plus, people don't have time to sit down.
No.
And eat. I'm flipped.
I'm going flipped.
I just have room again. So I'm going to be flipped.
Hey, it just happened to be in the dentist right next to you, little flip.
Would you like to try a pancake bar?
Give me the pancake joint. Put some stuff inside there.
Did you say pancakes
with
soy sauce?
No, I said put the soy.
Oh, my.
Chocolate cap.
I
want a little facial cacti.
Yeah, there's no reason.
I want a little facial cacti. David, that's too much. Oh, God damn it.
The bathroom's back there, sir. If
what?
You have to take
I don't need a bathroom.
You're
I
saying,
want the back. I need a little facial
you're saying that
dish.
You have to take a, you know what. So you can go back there and do it.
If I don't get spankings with a little facial cacti.
I'm not going to give you spankings.
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 Listen, you stupid whore.
That always comes out clear. Yeah.
I don't want any spankers. I want some pankers. With a little face of taco chip.
We have a guy here. He's been in some kind of accident or overdid it with some kind of drug, and he's asking for spankings and says he needs to take a giant chocolate. You know what? In the bathroom.
I didn't say that.
He's screaming. He called me clearly a whore. I got that part.
Yeah.
And it's I'm like a
the
man.
One. It's the one word that just rolls off his numb tongue.
I can say, whore. No matter what surgery I've had, I can always say whore. Yeah,
like, maybe he's not getting this whore.
He wakes up from surgery. He's like, whore?
He's coming too.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.